News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Ireland's transport sector is not on target to achieve its EU emissions objectives. In fact, our transport emissions actually rose last year. It's according to a new report from the Climate Change Advisory Council. The chair of the council, Mary Donnelly, joins us now. Mary, just start, if you will, by bringing us through the headlines of that report.
Good morning, Shane, and thank you for taking this very important topic. Our report this morning shows that our transport emissions have not reduced, unfortunately, and transport is the second biggest sector for emissions here in Ireland. Last year, our consumption, for example, of petrol went up almost 8%, and also diesel went up, and it illustrates our dependence on fossil fuels. The problem with fossil fuels are that we import all of our fossil fuels in Ireland. They cost us a lot of money, and we've seen how, after the Ukraine war started, the price can fluctuate very much, and that hits us, cost of living cost in terms of our pockets, as well as, obviously, the emissions that are causing problems for the climate. So the targeted message here is that we need to reduce our consumption of fossil fuels and ultimately eliminate fossil fuels from our transport system. And of course, the question you'll ask is, how can we do that?
It was going to be the question I asked. Transformational change required. How do we go about doing it?
So there's a number of things, of course, that we can do. The first area is we can use new technologies, and that would bring us to the electric car, the EVs. And in that context, we have been looking at some of the practices in other parts of Europe and recommended one that has been very successful in Belgium, where the government announced last year that they were going to phase out depreciation on fossil fuel company cars from 2026. And this doubled the number of electric vehicles in the company car fleet within a year.
Sorry, in layman's language, what are you saying? What do they do that we should be doing here?
So in Belgium, what they did was they would not allow depreciation for fossil fuel company cars. You know, companies can depreciate the company car over 8 years in Ireland. So in Belgium, they said for fossil fuel cars, depreciation would no longer be allowed, but it would be allowed for electric cars.
So it would be cheaper for company cars if it was an electric vehicle, effectively.
Exactly. And this doubles the number of EVs in the company car fleet. But the positive of that, of course, is that the company car fleet feeds the second-hand market here in Ireland. So it is a way of supplying second-hand EVs into the car market here in Ireland, which is you know, an important way of making EVs financially affordable for many more people.
Really interesting. You're also calling for a review of motor taxation across all vehicle categories. Tell us more about that.
Yes, indeed. So at the moment, the revenue is about 5 billion euros a year from motor tax, the VRT, VAT, excise duty and fuel, etc. IFAC has actually done an analysis of this and have predicted that if we don't change our taxation system, we could lose as much as 2.5 billion euros of that by 2030. And that's because of the changing in transport. So we're calling on the government to review the approach, the architecture to motor taxation, to make it more appropriate to support people, firstly, in the purchase of low emission vehicles, indeed zero emission vehicles, and secondly, in the usage of transport, be it the fuel that they use or indeed the kilometres that they drive every year.
Are we talking about higher tax for petrol SUVs?
Well, we're certainly talking about higher VRT for the bigger cars that are heavier and more resource intensive to produce and also that emit more emissions.
Are we wedded to our cars, Mary? Is that ultimately the problem here?
We do have a difficulty, and indeed, one of the areas that we have identified is the fact that in terms of our national planning framework, which is we're waiting for the government to come out with the revised national planning framework, the way we plan where we live, where we work, where we go to school, where our services are, is dispersed. And that locks us into the use of the car on a daily basis. So we're really very keen that the government would come out with a new planning framework, which would facilitate people to live and work in a location where they don't have to use a car. This is the 15-minute city or town, if I could say. That allows people then the flexibility to use alternative mechanisms. They can walk, they can cycle, they can take public transport. But of course, in order to support people, we do need to have sufficient public transport services and they need to be very effective. And one of the areas, and you do need to give credit where credit is due, the local link, which is the rural bus service, has really expanded its services. In 2022, there were 1.7 million passengers. And in 2023, there were 3.2 million. So it really goes to show that when the service is there, people will use it.
We need more of that, though, because that's the complaint people we get from listeners. They say, I can't not use my car because I've no other option.
Well, this is exactly it. So it really does go to show that if the service is provided, people will avail of it. Indeed, we did recommend for the budget last year that the fare reduction of 20% be continued. And we are calling for it to be continued again in this year's budget going forward as well.
OK, we will leave it there. Chair of the Climate Change Advisory Council, Mary Donnelly, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.